97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour, right here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a beautiful early afternoon, as well as 1400 AM KSPT, and it's trying to be here in trying to be sunny Sandpoint. And we got to enjoy this day while we can, because it looks like rain into the foreseeable future after today. I mean, like lots of rain. So, I mean, we're not going to complain about rain after the summer we had, that's for sure. But get it. If you got stuff to do outside, maybe mow that lawn one last time, stuff like that. Anyway, I'm Bob Witte, by the way. It's Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. We've got an interesting show for you today. If you saw the headline story in the Daily Bee this morning, featuring Idaho Treasurer Julie Ellsworth and drawing attention to a pretty important topic for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, or nothing, whatever. She's not talking politics. She's talking money. So that's what she is. She's a treasurer. And she has been in town the last couple of days. She's going to join us here, actually in a conversation we recorded yesterday late, and she had to get back to Boise. So Julie Ellsworth will be with us. She was here in Sandpoint talking to various groups and drawing some attention to a proposed new reporting requirement in which financial institutions would be required to report customer transactions to the IRS, which technically they've had to do, but the IRS has had to request it. Like if they wanted to, they suspected a drug dealer, or for example, it's like, how much money does this guy got? Where does it come from? So things like that. But now it would open it up to just about everybody. So we'll talk about the ins and outs of that. Also today, we'll once again be chatting with Arla from the Highlands North Day Spa. Last time she was on the show, she touched on a subject regarding the world-renowned compression therapy system. And that came at the very end of our interview, and I thought, you know, we got to have you back. I want to learn more about this. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about that. All right. So that'll be our show here today. There's several things to pass along before we get to all that. As you heard right here on this show a couple of Thursdays ago, Mountain Traders is moving into the old Elmira store building. You know, it's about halfway between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. So it's great to see something open up in there. It's a buy, sell, consign store. Wonderful owners, as you heard right here on the radio. They have a grand opening coming up a week from Saturday and Sunday. It'll be Saturday from 8 to 8, and on Sunday, Halloween Day, from noon until 5. They're having raffles, drawings, hot smokies, free coffee, hot chocolate, popcorn, and fun surprises. I even hear they have a store mascot that they'll be unveiling on Saturday around noon. So if you're in the Elmira area or one of those people who transports in between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry, you want to stop by next weekend and check it out. If you want to just find out more about their business, it's Mountain Traders at mountaintraders.net. So check that out. Also coming up next weekend, something we'll learn more about next week, but the Bonner County Fairgrounds is putting on their frightfully fun, totally free Halloween party. It'll be Friday, October 29th from at 5 o'clock at the fairgrounds. And there's games, a spooky tunnel. Not sure what that is, a spooky tunnel. Free pumpkin decorating, yummy treats, costume contest, and more. So mark your calendar for that. Bring the kids or grandkids out to the fairgrounds for a Halloween party. Coming up, the Panada Theater. You know, it's been closed. It's been on intermission for a while now. Well, starting tomorrow, they have a movie. In fact, it's going to be a free movie. It's brought to you by the Panada and the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. It's called Snow Falling on Cedars. It is 6:30 tomorrow evening in the historic Panada. Again, it's free. In addition to the film, Jim Mitsui will speak before the film about his experience as a child in an internment camp. And Snow Falling on Caesars is a hauntingly beautiful film that combines elements of suspense, murder, romance, and gripping drama with the history of our Northwest based on David Gutterson's best-selling Faulkner Award-working fiction. The spellbinding story is set in a historically accurate background that highlights the fear and prejudice against Japanese Americans in the Puget Sound during World War II. Issues raised in this movie echo down through the decades to all of us today. Following the movie, Bonner County Human Rights Task Force board members will be on hand for a group discussion. To learn more, you can go to panada.org, panada.org. Just great to see the Panada reopening once again. And it's a free movie tomorrow at 6:30. What else is going on? Hickey Farms is open again this weekend for their You Pick Pumpkins and Fall Festival. Of course, they are located right off Highway 200, east of Ponder Point or Kootenai area. Just keep going until you get to Hickey Road. There's a little sign there, and you would turn left, and it's about a half a mile up the road. You Pick Pumpkin Patch, plus there's crafts, activities, lots of vendors. There's barbecue chicken and ribs by Bruno. Available from purchase out there from noon until 4. Live music this weekend from Brian Jacobs on Saturday and Drew and Sammy on Sunday. It's open Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 5 and Wednesday. They got one more Wednesday in them. Wednesday and Friday from 2 to 5:30. It is free to park. It's free admission. And you can get more info at Hickey Farms Facebook page. Always a really fun thing to do. Sandpoint Nordic Club's winter welcome. Ring in the winter ski season with Sandpoint Nordic Club. Bring the family and bundle up for a fun outdoor event from 2 until 5 at the Pine Street Woods. That is happening Saturday. Bundle up for that and mingle with some awesome Nordic community right here in Sandpoint. It's free and open to the public. Go to sandpointnordic@gmail.com. The winery this weekend, let's see, they have Daniel Hall from 5 until 8. He's an extremely talented performer. With his guitar by his side, he can bust out any classic rock tune you can imagine. That's coming up Saturday. And let's see, also Saturday, there's a Boo Bash costume ball from 7 until 10 at the Ponderay Event Center, which, of course, is right behind Sandpoint Furniture upstairs from Selkirk Glass and Cabinet. Prizes for best costumes from 7 to 8 come for the cha-cha lesson. From 8 to 10, there will be general dancing, door prizes, refreshments, and costume judging. Singles or couples are welcome as dancers of all levels. As usual, cost is $9 for adults, $5 for teens. More information on the Boo Bash Costume Ball, call 208-699-0421. 208-699-0421. And get your dancing shoes on. Well, we're going to get on with North Idaho Thursday, but first we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Julie Ellsworth from the Idaho Treasurer's Office is with us, so stick around.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. For all your wood product needs, it's thick and thin lumber, fast, reliable service, and competitive pricing. See the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website at tntbeams.com.
Hi, Jim Pierce here with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. What's happening in Sagal? Been looking for that new vehicle? We have a great opportunity. That's right, order your new vehicle right around invoice. Look at this, Ram diesel 4x4, one-ton crew cab, $53,295. Hemi half-ton 4x4, $38,749. That's where we start. You build it from there. It's all happening right now at Pierce Auto Center. Remember, your trade is at an all-time high. Give us a call at 263-4212 or log on to pierceautocenter.com.
Make your reservations today at Trinity at City Beach. We're open Thursday to Monday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You'll enjoy the beautiful fall views along with our delicious fall menu additions. And pizzas are back, as well as creme brulee in our fall drink and wine list. You can dine inside or on our patio under the heaters. You can also order to go, curbside, or on the Deliver Eats app. Your destination for fresh, delicious fun with a view, Trinity at City Beach.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. When it comes to preparing used vehicles to be offered for sale, I like to think Taylor & Sons does things a little different. Did you know that prior to offering a vehicle for sale, Taylor & Sons invests, on average, over $1,700 into every vehicle we sell? That $1,700 is almost double the industry average. Every vehicle that Taylor & Sons offers for sale undergoes a comprehensive inspection, including the obvious things like brakes and tires, but goes a step further to consider the scheduled maintenance items such as transmission and differential services, cosmetic reconditioning such as rock chips and dents, and thoroughly detailing every vehicle. Taylor & Sons is also the home of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every vehicle 8 years or newer with under 80,000 miles comes standard with a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. When you couple our comprehensive approach to reconditioning with our Powertrain Advantage, Taylor & Sons is the premier location to consider your next pre-owned vehicle. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Get in the game with the Ting Internet Ultimate Football Weekend Giveaway. Go to tinginternet.com/football for a chance to win $1,000 to host your ultimate football weekend. And if you're looking for a fast, reliable, and buffer-free way to watch the game, add Ting Internet to your team. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, call, video chat, upload, and more. Enter to win the Ting Internet Ultimate Football Weekend Giveaway at tinginternet.com/football. That's tinginternet.com/football.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, and we are joined right now by the treasurer for the state of Idaho, Julie Ellsworth, is with us. And Julie, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And you're here, obviously, in North Idaho this week. Tell us what brings you up here.
Well, you know, I am the treasurer for the entire state of Idaho, so I interact with local units of government, county commissioners, county treasurers. Oftentimes, I manage the local government investment pool, and so I like to go around and assure them of the policies that we're using and just make sure that there's a comfort level in what's happening with their money.
So how often do you get up north?
I didn't get up here during COVID, but
COVID changed a lot of
things. It just, you know, I have been up. I try to come up every year about now.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, and I have the different regions of the state as well. You know, anytime I get an opportunity, I go on the road to talk to these people because there's a lot of money involved. And when there's money, there should be accountability.
And what drove you to want to become the treasurer? You were telling me before we came on that you just have a passion for money management.
I do.
To get into the government end of things, was there some particular reasons or?
I was one of those people that ran for the legislature and served for 12 years. And during my service, I was on the State Affairs Committee and we oversaw the treasurer's office. And a state treasurer, Lydia Justice Edwards, when I was just a young kid in the legislature, took me to New York with her to get the bond rating for the state. And I sat down with bond rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and explained what was happening in the state of Idaho and why this is good information. And it just started a fire in me about good money management and the treasury.
Yeah, and then there's a certain case going on now that you want to draw attention to.
Absolutely.
Which honestly, as I was telling you, I'm not all that involved in politics, but I had not even heard of this involving the IRS and some new potential rules. Tell us about what that's all about.
Well, you know, there was a very loud silence on this issue. What happened about 6 weeks ago, I joined on the national level with 23 other financial officers like myself, their state treasuries. We joined together and we wrote a letter in opposition to a proposal that is in the Green Book in D.C. right now. This is literally what this proposal is, to go into every bank account of $600 or more and start to have the IRS have access to it. and monitoring the inflow and outflow of those bank accounts. And I, you know, on its face, I think it's outrageous. I maintain that it's unconstitutional. It assumes that somebody is guilty of something before they even, you know, are accused of a crime. It's overreach of government. But the most important thing was that deafening silence. Nobody knew about it. They just knew that there's a proposal of $3.5 million. I'm here to say, let's look at what's in that proposal. Because, you know, the number may go down, but if some of this policy's in there, this is not good for my constituents. Mm-hmm. My constituents are all Idahoans. None of them will benefit from this.
So something like that, just curious, who would police it? Who do the banks have to bring in special employees to I know that, let's go back a step, that $600 went up to what? 12,000 or something
yesterday. They said, okay, we're going to bump it up to 10,000 because it got a little bit, you know, a lot of noise about
it. So any transaction over $10,000 would be red flagged and the IRS could look into where
actually,
the money is going?
It's not just a transaction. Existing law is that if you have a transaction of $10,000, it's to be reported because they in the 80s, they wanted to kind of spotlight any drug deals and different nefarious things going on in banking. But the difference is, if it's $10,000 now, once you hit $10,000, then you become, they come in and they get to watch everything. You know, it's an ongoing daily audit, a real-time audit of what you're doing in your bank account. That is the significant change. You could set this at $70,000. They're still going to get to come in and start to see everything you're doing. Look at the small businesses caught in this dragnet. You know, it's a dragnet. Mm-hmm. The average American family has a $61,000 salary. You know, you probably spend $10,000 a year. And once you hit that, once you've done transactions of $10,000, then there's access. This will still pull everybody in.
So what is the purpose of this? Why do they want to push this through?
That is the perfect question. And why they want it, the expressed reason is they want to have an way to offset the budget item of $3.5 million. This should pull in $800 billion according to their estimates. But let me tell you, within the budget proposal, it's in the Green Book, which is a term of art for what in the federal level as they discuss these different issues. So in the Green Book, it proposes $80 billion in new funding to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Do you realize that doubles the IRS size essentially? So we're going to double the IRS and we're going to, you know, just they're going, the purpose is to go after the rich to get the tax cheats. I maintain if you're going after the rich, why just start at $600 and why are you at 10,000? Mm-hmm. You know, why are you touching everybody in Idaho with your dragnet? You know, just outrageous.
Would people just get people's accounts just get picked at random? Do banks report to the IRS, or how? I don't understand how that works.
Well, there is a lot of questions like that, but the compliance would be on the banks clearly, and which essentially would put out the smaller banks. I mean, you'll see a lot of bank consolidation because they will have compliance requirements. Those details are not set forward yet, but clearly it is a burden on the banks, and then you'll have the additional IRS agents. It's outrageous. You know, just a few months ago, there was a leak from the IRS of private information, and it was called the ProPublica. You may have mm-hmm. heard about this huge, massive data breach from the IRS where people got a hold of private information that the IRS was using in audits. You know, it has not been resolved what happened in that breach. We don't know why that breach took place. There's been no answer yet back to people that have been asking that question. If that happens when you audit, what will happen when you have an ongoing audit of everybody's information? I maintain the IRS is not equipped to handle this private information. The information about us, about my constituents, you're not the person for it. If you have a cause for it, you come and show your cause. But you don't get this ongoing daily audit.
Yeah. So where is it at now since, you know, you've signed that letter along with the other legislators and sent it off? What's transpired since then?
So since then, we had over 41 industry groups have joined the effort to push back, to make noise. And I'm sure it's more than that now. That was 41 about 3 weeks ago. We had a group of state attorneys general that are opposing it. We did a count yesterday, me and my staff, that showed that probably about, if you aggregate the states, 27 state officials from 27 separate states have opposed this, are pushing back on it. That's half the United States plus. You know, I think the noise to say we don't like this needs to happen because it's wrong. It's wrong policy. The express purpose is to get to people with $400,000 or less. We're not going to touch anybody with $400,000 or less. If that is the case, this was expressed yesterday that it will not touch this level. Why are you going for 10,000? And why don't you just say we won't audit 400,000 or less? I see it as a dragnet. I see it as, you know, it's essentially you want to crack down on a drunk driving problem in one area, and so you're going to stop every driver. You know, this isn't what you do.
Yeah.
You know, you target, and if you're...
Although that has been done.
Well, when there is a perceived problem, though, even then it's in a targeted format. But yeah, you know, this is America, step up. This is not a red state or blue state issue. This is America, and people are angry.
So what can people do?
Well, you call people that you know, and let them know. You guys, we need every state opposing this. We have the 27. On my website, you can get information on exact locations of where to access information. But I'm the state treasurer, so the website is sto.idaho.gov. So statetreasurersoffice.idaho.gov. And we have posted the information that I've been working to gather it from Congress, from Senator Crapo is on the Finance Committee, so he has been helpful in getting this information, the accurate information to me. And, you know, Idahoans, please speak up. Call people in surrounding states, anybody you know. We've put numbers forward that can help you. And the sad thing is that it's real. That they really want this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's at first when I heard the $600, I thought, surely this is just a throwaway, you know, like, but this is really wanted. It's to offset that budget number. And, you know, if you're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, why don't you have them answer the phone? Mm-hmm. You know, turn that into a live chat group for people that have questions about tax policy and compliance. You might see a little bit of compliance improvement if you made it customer service.
Imagine that. Great PR from the IRS. So is there a time frame on this or a time? I mean, I'm trying to get my head around when is it going to be decided or not decided.
Boy, I wish you could.
Changed.
If you figure that out, you let me know. But I'll tell you, the urgency is that you see this changing all the time. Now you hear that there's some move towards the end of October, maybe sometime in November. I mean, because it is a moving target, we don't want this to turn into an Obamacare where you read it and find out what's in it after it's passed. You know, this is real. It was presented as late as yesterday from Secretary Yellen of the Treasury. It is important to be involved now because of the way that this is just shifting around. It's in the time frame, end of October to December, perhaps it could extend out that far.
And again, anybody listening to this today, who I'm certain most of the listeners had no idea this was even happening, how do they learn more? What are the best sources besides your website?
You have the Senate Congressional website, and that's... I don't have that. I can give you that offline. You can.
Sure.
But the Senate Congressional Committee, the staff puts out information. You can get the information there. But I do have links to all those different sites to go to at sto.idaho.gov, and you'll get the hot links to these sites that I'm talking about.
That's sto.idaho.gov and STO, easy to remember, State Treasurer's Office. Julie Ellsworth, we've been talking to, is our Idaho State Treasurer. And So what are your future plans? You want to stick with the Treasury Department for a long time?
Or? I love being treasurer. When you manage money well, you can do so many good things for people. Money is so integral to communities, you know, infrastructure, so important for kids who want to go on in life, you know, to prepare for their future. And, you know, you can see it in as intimately in your families, you know. I really do love being the treasurer.
You should see her face. It's honest. I mean, she's smiling from ear to ear going, yeah, I love my job. So, yeah. And you're doing a great job. It's really nice to meet you. And thanks for coming up to Sandpoint today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Arla Merkel again from the Highlands Day Spa and find out about a new program she has going on. So stick around.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
I haven't really woken up. Oh, until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it. The what is mom waiting for deal is when she was just handed McDonald's at the drive-thru.
Thank you.
And still has the food. And still has the food. And still...
Mom!
And now everyone can start.
Now buy one McChicken, McDouble, or hot and spicy McChicken and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Jim and Sunny reminding you it's always no problem at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene.
The Subaru Ascent is a dual threat as both a family-friendly SUV and a versatile all-purpose vehicle. The Ascent sticks to the Subaru brand blueprint, offering safety and versatility as standard features. It's comfortable here in the Northwest on sand, gravel, and snow. The Ascent has the power for passing vehicles and handling corners with good acceleration. It offers the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system and 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. This SUV delivers an enjoyable ride for the whole family with seating for 7 or 8, a sweet infotainment system, and many state-of-the-art premium features. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians who will ensure the job is done precisely to Subaru's specifications.
After your research, visit Parker Subaru to get all the answers to all your questions from the friendly, no problem folks at Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. Interesting talk there with our state treasurer. I really honestly didn't know a lot about that until we met yesterday. And again, if you want to learn more information, you can go to Julie Ellsworth's website at sto.idaho.gov and read all about it. Kind of interesting stuff. Anyway, we are back here on North Idaho Thursday and joined once again from the Highlands North Day Spa and Salon. Arla Markell is with us, and you were with us, it was like a month ago or so. And we started talking about, you know, the things that you do at the day spa, which is variety of massage techniques and facial skin treatments, body treatments, manis, pedis, things like that. And then at the very end of our conversation, you started mentioning, oh, and we have this new Balancer Pro compression therapy system. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? So I had to have you back on and to talk about that. How are things with the North Idaho Massage Academy? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. And, and the Highlands North Day Spa.
They're good. I mean, it's, you know, life in the age of COVID, you know, so it's always an adjustment and there's always lots of things going on to adjust. And, but yeah, I they're good. Yeah.
So speaking of the COVID thing, and if somebody is shying away from massage or spa treatment of any kind because they just don't feel safe, what things have you guys done at the Highlands to ensure people's safety?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking that. So we have some policies in place about everything that goes on in between. Most massage therapists, because they have to learn a lot about pathologies when they're in school, they have pretty good protocols anyway. But I know a lot of the spas around here have really great protocols too. So I've kind of checked around. Mm-hmm. But some of the things that we do is we make sure and spray down the room, not just the hard surfaces, but the air and everything in between clients to make sure that we're not, if there's any germs in the room, those get taken care of. And so we try to make sure and sanitize. And then I also have my staff, you know, in the waiting area go and sanitize in between clients as well so that we can make sure that we're not spreading germs around. And then, of course, I have staff that do wear masks still, even in spite of it. Staff and clients all have different opinions about all that. So it's a constant navigation between, you know, all of those kind of things. So, you know, a lot of it is just making sure that we're sanitizing really, really well and taking care of things in that way.
Has the pandemic hurt your business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. At times, you know, there's times when...
But is there a time when you were actually just closed?
Yeah, we were shut down for a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah. So I tried to stay really on top of it so that my staff could be taken care of while we were shut down. And so made sure I applied for PPP and all that stuff. So I was really grateful for those kind of things that were available to us. It was very helpful. But there are times when, you know, all of a sudden... Like right now, it's been a big COVID time, so we've had a lot less appointments and things like that. So it can be really tricky. Also, October can be tricky for most spas, including a lot of salons. I have a lot of area people that have told me that they go through the same thing because I think everybody's getting ready for winter and, you know, the sports started up and everybody spent a lot of money on school and getting everybody in. So it can be tricky, but, you know, we're doing it. So it's good.
Well, with that having been said, it's a great time to get gift certificates.
Yeah.
And, you know, for holiday gifts coming up and things like that. Or if you're not into, or, you know, somebody who loves to get massage or any spa treatments, but they're not into going right now, well, get them a gift certificate.
Yeah. And, that's great. I love that idea.
Last time you were here, you were setting up for your latest class for the North Idaho Massage Academy. How were signups? And you guys in full swing of that now?
Yeah, we are. In fact, our new students are about to start doing massage next Wednesday, I believe. So that's kind of exciting.
We like massage on real life people?
On the public. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they have to get a certain amount of training. It's about 2 months worth of training before they can actually put hands on people in the public. You know, we want them to have at least a little bit of knowledge about what they're doing. And then they have the whole year to really practice while they're learning all of their muscles and in Latin. So it's like learning a whole new language.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned last time. I had no idea it was that intense.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot to know and to memorize.
Yeah, all the body systems, all of that is a lot to know. So they get a lot of really good education.
So the people that they learn on, the real life human beings from the general public. How does that work? Do they get some kind of break on their massage or what?
Yeah, so our prices are significantly lower than what it is in the spa because they're practicing on people. So we joke around that you're actually donating your body to science when you come in and have the students. But it's really cool because it gives them a chance to work on the different pathologies that they're learning about. Or let's say someone has sciatica problems and we're teaching them about sciatica. It's a great opportunity for them to be able to actually have hands-on experience. And it's good for them.
Yeah, interesting stuff. What is the website?
Our website is www.ni, so North Idaho, so NI, Massage Academy, all one word, .com.
That's NIMassageAcademy.com. I just wanted to make sure we get that out there. I want to make sure we get our last break in here, and we will do that. We're talking to Arla from the Highlands North Day Spa and Massage Academy, and we're going to be talking about the world-renowned Balancer Pro Lymph Drainage System.
Yay! I'm nerding out about it.
Yeah, so we'll find out what that's all about right after this.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Another easy zone, and here comes Brad in the backstage. Party's going to the inside.
High energy 90s country pop artist Sawyer Brown hits the stage this November.
It ain't first place, but ain't what dreams should it a little crazy.
Live in the Ponderay Pavilion. Get tickets today at northernquest.com.
Always some girls do.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is John Darling with Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. A few years ago, we recognized our community needed a flooring outlet option to purchase clearance and closeout flooring products. Being locally owned for 75 years, we feel that Flooring Outlet by Carpet One can give our community just what it needs without fighting the box store crowds and promotes buying local. Whether big or small, we've got your flooring project covered. We purchase flooring in large quantities so you don't have to. Because at the Flooring Outlet, you get more and save more. Looking for a whole house of flooring? We either have it in stock or can negotiate the very best price for your project. Because we offer big value at a small price. Save more on products such as waterproof flooring, carpets, sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. You will find high style for a low price. So come on down to Flooring Outlet by Carpet One, located between Superdrug and Safeway in Sandpoint, where you'll find beautiful floors for less.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Thursday. We're chatting with Arler Markell from the Highlands North Day Spa and Salon, and as I said a few minutes ago, you had mentioned last time you were here talking about the Balancer Pro Lymph Drainage System. Mm-hmm. What the heck is that?
So just a little bit of background about our bodies. We have
a lymph drainage system in our body, or a lymph system. And it usually only gets activated because it doesn't have its own heartbeat like our circulatory system does. So it usually only gets activated through exercise and deep breathing. And since most of us don't do enough exercise and deep breathing, we can easily get backed up with toxins and that kind of stuff in our body. And then that can affect so many other things. It can affect our health. It can affect how we feel in our bodies. It causes inflammation, all kinds of other issues. And so I had a friend who was really struggling with this. I was sharing with this with you a little bit ago, and it especially affected her weight and her lower body. And she was a nutritionist, and she was extremely healthy. She worked out all the time, but she could not get rid of the weight in her lower body and always struggled and was frustrated.
So she just figured it was probably genetics or
exactly.
Just the way it is.
Yep, and just thought this is how it's going to be for the rest of my life. And she found out about these machines through the Upgrade Labs, which is these high-tech labs that are all about life longevity, and they're all about biohacking and a lot of the extreme health good stuff that you can get a hold of these days. And so she decided to try it. And sure enough, for the first time in her life, she was able to drop a whole bunch of weight, and she looks absolutely fabulous. And so that got me turned on to it. And so I started using it and got super excited about it because it helped my some digestive issues that I had, as well as a lot of bloating and things like that going on in my body. And it's been such an amazing machine that I ended up having to get one.
Now, with all of that having been said, what exactly is it?
I mean,
how does it work?
So it's almost like getting into, we call it the spacesuit. It's almost like getting into a spacesuit. It has a pants and a jacket, and you usually do one or the other. You shouldn't do both at the same time because everything from your lower body in the pants is being pushed up towards your heart, and then everything in the jacket would be pushed down towards the heart. So you don't want to overdo it. So we usually recommend a certain amount of time in the pants and then a certain amount of time in the jacket, or you can just do one or the other depending on your situation. But it looks a lot like a spacesuit. It's made of parachute material, so it's really, really sturdy and pretty much unbreakable. And it fills up with air, and it has 24 chambers, and it reads your body to figure out where you have swelling and adjusts to where you most need the help. And so it does this whole tiny butterfly effect where it starts getting your lymph nodes all going and activated, and then it starts releasing stuff deeper in the tissues. It feels a lot like a massage, but it's like being put in a pair of really puffy pants.
So does it actually, if someone is, say, overweight, is it a suggestive use for it to lose weight?
Yeah, it actually helps a lot with weight loss. It can significantly make it easier. Some people find that they have less cravings because, for whatever reason, getting the lymph system moving and some of that stuff out of the body, it helps with dropping some of the cravings for sugar and things like that. But I think the biggest thing that it helps with is just because if you're backed up in your body, a lot of times toxins will get stored in other places in your body. And so just being able to move that lymph system and get some of those toxins out can really help with the weight loss.
So that sounds similar to acupuncture or some other massage type of things that just gets the juices flowing. That's my medical term. Gets the juices flowing and gets that stuff out of your body.
Yeah, just a little different focus. But yeah, it definitely gets rid of the toxins and things like that. So it can do in your body basically in 45 minutes what takes your body 4 to 6 weeks to do.
Gotcha.
Which is really huge.
So was this invented in somebody's back laboratory or has this done some extensive research?
It's got 40 plus years of research on it.
Okay.
In fact, when it came over to the United States, it was instantly approved by the FDA, and it has 2 FDA designations. It's pretty hard to get that, and it's considered the Rolls Royce of lymph drainage. But yeah, it was designed by a country that has social medicine and wanted to be able to find ways of really have effective treatments that would help people with healing and help reduce inflammation and increase the quality of life. And so in some countries in Europe, it's actually required before and after surgeries because it's so effective in helping the healing process.
So I guess what I was getting at is there's no real danger. You're not taking any health chances because they've been doing this for 40 years. And like you said, in some of these countries, you have to do this to get surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then also the FDA designation that it has, it's a level 2. And that designation is actually what basically they're saying this is a very, very safe machine. There's other compression machines out there that aren't as safe and can actually cause some harm, but because of the way this machine is designed, it will only go up to a certain amount of pressure, and that actually really helps make sure that it never affects really blood pressure and things like that. So it's a very, very safe machine.
So I did read that if it's when it's working for you, you should do a treatment every 2 or 3 months. But how long is a treatment itself? Like if I went in this afternoon and wore the jacket, how long am I there for? Am I laying down or what?
Mm-hmm. So it depends on what you would want to focus on and what your needs are. So for example, I have some people that come in and they have cellulite issues. And so usually especially around the backside. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they might come in and do more treatments more quickly together because they're going to get better results. But other people who maybe exercise a lot and don't need it all the time. I do have one of my staff who she exercises all the time, and she uses it because it takes out the lactic acid, so she has no soreness from it. Basically removes all that soreness, and then she can work out even harder. So it's amazing for athletes, but it really depends on what your needs are and what you're wanting to target.
So are there like pro athletes that do this after a football game or something like that?
Yeah. So they have these machines with a lot of NFL players and Olympic athletes, because if there's an injury, it really reduces the injury time that it takes to recover. And it also, again, if they've worked out really, really hard, it takes that lactic acid buildup and reduces it so that they can turn around and then recover more quickly and then work out again. So that's actually why it's really popular with athletes here in the United States.
How about a person who's been very athletic all their lives and just has a lot of aches and pains now that mm-hmm. this person I'm thinking of is older and everything hurts? Does it help with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because really toxins in our body can cause inflammation and pain. And it was definitely designed as that was one of the target areas. And so then they just started discovering that it was helping a lot of other things. For example, people who have fibromyalgia, it's really, really good for that. In fact, supposedly Lady Gaga has a couple of these machines because the company said that, she's had problems with fibromyalgia and it helps her so much that she actually is on it pretty regularly. So,
well, Lady Gaga endorsed. Right?
And Tony Robbins and Jennifer Aniston, a whole bunch of others. So whatever. Anyway, I just love it. I nerd out about it.
And there are other things but you could do during the treatment that I read about. Drink a lot of clean water, get mm-hmm. plenty of exercise, eat leafy green vegetable, all the usual things, like ground flax seed, chia seeds, avocados, garlic, Brazil nuts, almonds. I noticed Cheetos and Doritos are not on that list, but
just MSG.
Just mixing that with a healthy lifestyle and can find great improvements. Mm-hmm. How do people get in touch with you at Highlands North?
They can give us a call at 208-263-3211 and schedule. And we do have a special right now where you can try it for only $60.
Normally, my next question, is it expensive?
I'm anticipating. Normally it really is. I'm thinking because this area really could benefit so much from it, I'm actually going to keep the price down a bit compared to what it has been, just because I think there's so many people that need it and would benefit from it greatly.
So you're from Bonners Ferry originally. Yeah. I just like to throw that in there. Now you live around here mm-hmm. and have this business on Highway 2 in Sandpoint as you head towards Division out there, the Highlands North Day Spa. Are this system we're talking about, is there other places around here that have it? Are you the exclusive or?
Up here in Sandpoint, I shouldn't say I'm the only one. The person who sold it to me has a machine, but she uses it as demonstration right now because she's going all over the United States and selling it. I'm the main person with one that you can actually go and use, and she doesn't have any ability for new clients. So she's actually promoting Highlands as well because we have availability and people can come in and try this amazing machine.
And you have a website. You can get more information. Go to highlandsnorthdayspa.com. If you're interested in the massage school, it's nimassageacademy.com, or you just call 263-3211. Arla, great to have you back on the show. I'm very interested in this subject, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for you having me. Thank you.
And that's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. In fact, that's it for me for this week. I'm declaring it the weekend. Big Bulldog football game here on KSBT tomorrow evening as they face Lakeland, basically for all the marbles. So tune in to that at 6:40 right here on 1400 AM. All right. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint.